So today we have this chus to begin the Sefer Sha'ar Teshuvah. So I will record the rest of the Masechta. We only have about 10 pages left. I'll record those over the course of this week. But we have an incredible chus to learn Sha'ar Teshuvah. The reason why it's a chus, because first of all, it's written by Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah was one of the Rishonim. So perhaps it's one of probably the earliest works of Musar that we have. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah was one of the most seminal Rishonim we have, one of the most influential Rishonim. And he compiled this book, this Sefer called Sha'ar Teshuvah, Gates of Repentance, Gates of Teshuvah, which really is just a magnificent guide. It's going to become like our best friend to Chodesh. So you know, what is a best friend? A best friend is not just someone who's there to help you if you get a flat tire or there to, you know, share a Shabbos meal with. The real symbol of a best friend is someone who, when you're not doing the right thing in life, is going to tell you in a loving and nurturing way, by the way, I think you really have to change this. The Sha'ar Teshuvah is going to become our best friend, Emir Tashem for Chodesh Elul, because in a loving, nurturing, rehabilitative way, is going to help us to become better people. And you'll see, it's just a magnificent, magnificent Sefer. And we're going to dedicate this limud throughout all of Chodesh Elul in the Zuchus of Chaim Yaakov David ben Abigail, in the hope, not just of the Talmud Torah, but as I mentioned yesterday, that in the hope of becoming better people. That is the greatest chus you can give for a chola. That's the greatest chus you can give. And you know, learning is beautiful, and davening is beautiful. But the most incredible thing in life is when somebody else's circumstances are the catalyst for your personal growth. That's the greatest chus you can give someone. So in the chus of the learning, but more importantly, in the chus of the cathartic change that we're going to undergo as a result of this limud, that should be the ultimate chus for Chaim Yaakov David ben Avigal. So we'll say with that, we begin the Sha'ar Rishon. This is mamish, very exciting. Shechiyanu v'kimanu. And we've done Masechta Yesharim, I think, how many times? Three or four? Three, I think. We'll be finishing up the third Machzor. We'll do this for Elul, and then we'll make a decision what we'll do in Mi'ar Hashem post Elul, but at least we'll start this. So look how the Sha'ar Teshuvah begins. Sha'ar Teshuvah writes, Min ha-tovos asher heitiv Hashem Yisparach im Beruah. One of the most wonderful tovos, one of the most wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. God has given us many gifts, many gifts. One of the most magnificent gifts He has given us, Ki heichin lohem haderach la'alos mitoch pachas ma'aseyem, say the greatest gift. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is that He has given us the way. He has prepared for us the derech, prepared for us the path, la'alos, to ascend mitoch pachas ma'aseim, to ascend from even the most lowly of actions and to run away from the trap of our iniquities. Lach shoch nafsham mini shachas, to save our souls from destruction, ulahashiv me'aleim apo, and to remove from them divine fury. The lamdom viz iram lashuv elav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taught us and has instructed us how to return to Him. Let me just explain to you for just a moment this, just the godless. You know, sometimes, I'll just give a very simple mashal. Let's say it happens a person has a disagreement with a spouse. It could happen, right? A husband does something wrong. So what happens? I realize my wife is very upset. His wife is very upset. So what's sometimes the worst thing you could say? I know no one was going to want to answer this question. But what's the worst thing you could say in that situation? What's the worst thing you could say? What? Why are you getting so upset? Right, so that's number one. Right? And number two is, so tell me what I need to do to fix it. Because what's often the response to that?
You should know.
Right? Why don't you? You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. So that you don't know what to do is as bad as the fact that you don't even know what you did. Right? There's a logic to that. There's a logic to that, because if I hurt someone and then I have to say, okay, tell me what I need to do. So what, I'm such an insensitive being that I don't understand AI. I've hurt them and I don't understand how to fix it. I mean, there's a logic to that statement. Says the Sha'ar Teshuvah, do you know what the great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? That He tells us how to fix the wrongs we've committed against Him. I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam would be absolutely in his right to say, okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity for tshuva, you go figure it out. You committed the wrong, you did something against me, you go figure out how to fix it. But the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that not only does He give us the Pesach, the opening, the opportunity for tshuva, but He literally gives us the script. He tells us how to do it. Okay, take this step. Then when you're finished with this step, take this step. And He walks us through the entire process. to make our way back to him. Says the Shari Tshuva, this is the greatest chesed. You know, we think waking up in the morning is the greatest chesed. That's an incredible chesed. Opening our eyes, right? Being able to move our limbs, being able to walk around, being in a state of health. Those are all chesedim. That's not the greatest chesed. The greatest chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that he gives us the playbook. He gives us, ultimately, the path. He gives us the steps to be able to come back to him. And even though we sin against him, and even though we commit wrongs against him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still, no matter what we've done, gives us the ability and gives us the instructions how to return to him. Ki hu, now why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? Ki hu yada yitzran. See, because here's the great reality. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows our weaknesses. And he knows our challenges. Why? Because he created us. So therefore, by definition, there's almost like a certain sense of divine achrayus. Ribbono Shel Olam, you created us with frailties and you created us with weaknesses. Okay? Help us fix them. Let's partner together to fix them. So Ribbono Shel Olam realizes that he has a role and responsibility in this, and therefore he shows us how to come back. Shene Emar, because the Pasuk says, Tov v'yashar Hashem al ken yorech hato'im v'adach. Ribbono Shel Olam is Tov, he is good, and he is Yashar. And he's straight, and therefore he shows Akin Yoreh, he instructs Chatoim, the sinners Baderech, how to go down the right path. And I will say, even no matter how much we sin, or how much we rebel, Lo Sagar Ba'adam Dalte Tshuva. We'll say, isn't this amazing? There is no such thing as a Yid beyond salvation. There is no such thing as a Jew to whom the door of tshuva has closed. No matter what I have done or haven't done in life, no matter how severe the avira, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us all the path to come back to him and never closes the door. Shene Emar, the Pasuk says, Shuvu la asher ha'emiku sara. Shuvu, return. This mandate, this command is given to who? La asher ha'emiku sara. What's the note of ha'emiku sara means? Even one who is so deep in Sarah. Sarah Bosa means like iniquity. Even if I am up to my neck in sin, the Ribbono Shel Olam still calls out to me, Shuvu, Shuvu, come back. V'ne'emar, Shuvu banim shovavim, er pami shuvo seichem. The Navi says, Shuvu banim shovavim, Kodesh Baruch Hu calls us. We'll say, here's what's amazing. He calls us banim, but he also calls us shovavim. Right? What are shovavim? Shovavim are wayward. Right? Return wayward children. We'll say it's a contradiction in terms. If we're wayward, why would he call us children? Because it wasn't like any parent. My children could be doing the wrong thing, but Lamaisa, I still love them. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the same way. We're still his banim, even when we're shovavim. Therefore, erpa mishuvo seichem, I could help heal you. I just come back to me. Just decide that you want to come back, and we'll do this process together. V'yisharnu ala tshuva b'kam mekomos b'torah. We'll say we have been instructed about Torah tshuva in different places in the Torah. V'yisbayar ki atshuva mekubalas, ki gam yoshuv hachoti mirotzosu. We'll say, just going to say how the way the Shari tshuva is set up. He's talking about this concept of tshuva, but what? Don't yet know what tshuva is. We don't yet know what it is. He's setting the table by telling us that first there's this incredible thing called tshuva. Then we're going to spend the rest of the Sefer figuring out what tshuva is. Just read two more lines. He says, we've been told about tshuva, come home, start with his buyer. Ki atshuva mekubalas, gan ki yoshuv achoti mirov tzarosav. We will discuss that there are two ways that people come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people come back because of tzaros. Right? I'm having a difficult time in life. I recognize that those tzaros may be linked to my negative actions and negative behaviors. And so I'm coming back to God as a result of my tzaros. Even, I will say, now that's not pure tshuva. But even with that kind of tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more willing to accept it. Kol shekein, im yoshev miyiras Hashem va'avaso. All the more so, I will say, if I come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of reverence, because of love, that's even more beloved. Shine Amar, Batsar lecha umitzaucha kol dvarim ha'ela, ba'acharis hayomim, v'shafto ad Hashem elokecha, v'shamata b'kolo. Because the Pasuk says, if you run into trouble in life, if you run into trouble, Batsar lecha umitzaucha kol dvarim ha'ela, all these bad things happen to you, and then you decide to turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's okay. Even though it's not pure tshuva, but it's coming, it's what we'll call situational tshuva. You're returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because life is not so easy, and I recognize that perhaps my circumstances are a result of my negative activities, even then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept my tshuva. V'zvar b'Torah, ki yazar Hashem l'shavim, kasher in yativ ha-maseges. And furthermore, we're taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help the ones who want to do tshuva, but it's incredible yisod. Kasher in yativ ha-maseges. Even when what? Even when Beteva, I don't have the ability to do tshuva. Now we'll say, now we'll stop over here for today, but we're going to pick up with this piece tomorrow because I just want to read to you something amazing. This is from the Perush Meshivas Nefesh, one of the Talmud Rashi Yeshivas. Listen to these words. You don't have this on your sheets. He says, "Haynu mipnei shekol shenichshal ba'avira, eino yachol lachzur b'li kabbalah siyata d'shmaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu." We'll say, you know why tshuva is so difficult? You know, often we say to ourselves, I don't understand, why is it so difficult to get myself together? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the Pesach, he's giving me the opening. Why is tshuva so difficult? We'll say, because after I sin, I'm spiritually compromised. That's you know, as we'll learn, the most negative byproduct of sin is not the onesh, is not the punishment. Because the truth is, emotional is a rachamon, and there are ways in which I could escape the onesh or minimize the onesh. The real fallout from sin is the spiritual residue. There's a richok, there's a distance, and because of that, because I'm spiritually compromised, so tshuva becomes difficult. So I'm stuck in a little bit of a catch-22. I've sinned, therefore I'm spiritually compromised. But I want to be able to do tshuva, but I can't do tshuva because I'm spiritually compromised. Says Shari Tshuva, here's where the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in. That in that bit that I'm spiritually compromised, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me siyata d'shmaya, gives me divine providence, and what? That divine assistance allows me to come back to Him in a way that I couldn't have done on my own. I'll say, that's the chesed, that's love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the meaning of that phrase. Ki yazor Hashem l'shavim, kasher ein yad tivam maseges. Even when as a result of my teva, of where I'm holding right now, tshuva is impossible, the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam comes in the form of siyata d'shmaya, divine assistance, to help me do what I can't accomplish on my own. All right, so we'll say, we'll stop over here. This is what we'll pick up from here tomorrow. Shukayach. Yeah, keep the sheets.